You're listening to SBS News.
Mission accomplished. With the last of a group of 12 boys and their football coach brought out from a flooded cave in Thailand, Thai authorities have declared their perilous rescue mission finished. The Wild Boars team and their coach had become trapped on June the 23rd, while exploring the cave complex in the northern province of Chiang Rai. British divers found the team in a partly flooded chamber several kilometres inside the complex last week. A rescue operation was launched on Sunday, when the first four of the boys were brought out. Another four were rescued on Monday, and the last four and the coach were brought out late on Tuesday night. Three members of the Thai SEAL unit and an army doctor, who'd stayed with the boys since they were found, were the last people to emerge. Rescue operation head Naronsak Ossatanakorn has paid tribute to Team Thailand, the nickname for the Thai and international specialists involved in the rescues.
Team Thailand, team government officials, private industry team, and the media team that helped us, including the support from the whole world, we did something nobody thought possible. It's the first time in the world. It's our pride, mission possible of Team Thailand.
Officials say all the boys are in good health following their ordeal, but they're being quarantined because of the risk of infection and are likely to remain in hospital for a week to undergo tests. Those who volunteered with the rescue effort say they're overjoyed by the news. This local woman has told SBS the boys' safe return is a great relief for everyone.
We are very happy. We are waiting for them. But now I think they are not Thai boys, but they are
the
boys of the world. They are our kids. I have no boy, but now I have 13 boys.
Speaking through a translator, Thailand Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha has praised the foreigners who helped in the rescue.
The success of the mission came from good cooperation from everyone and all agencies, both Thai and foreign. The foreigners are really glad, and I thank them on behalf of Thailand for everything. I have sent letters through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to their leaders.
Volunteers from countries as far away as the United States, Britain and Australia travelled to the Southeast Asian country to help. The Australian government has hailed what it calls the mission's extraordinary outcome. Speaking to the ABC, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has emphasised the important role Australians played, particularly Adelaide anaesthetist and cave diver Dr. Richard Harris.
He's very well known to us and his expertise is recognised around the world. His dive partner, Craig Challen, is a vet from Perth and he was also part of the rescue team. It ended up being 20 Australian personnel all up, including the six federal police divers, the Navy clearance diver and members of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Crisis Rescue Team.
But celebrations will be tinged with sadness over a former Thai Navy diver, Petty Officer First Class Saman Gunan, who died last Friday while on a resupply mission inside the cave. Mr. Prayut says the case highlights the need for better safety procedures around the cave complex in Chiang Rai.
We need to have better security at the cave because in the future the cave might become a tourist attraction. We need to find a secure method for visitors to go in and out. People should not be allowed to enter during the monsoon season. Other than the monsoon season, it is beautiful and entry is allowed, but we still need some safety measures.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.